We are daf mem hei amed aleph. The Gemara. Tane mokim klan yahave. This place that they took the Arabis from, it says the Mishnah Nikra Mutzo. So this was mokim klanya. What does klanya mean? Sarashi says, ben chayrim min hamashal melech. Was a mokim that did not have to pay taxes. V'tane didon maitayme kori leimutso, aydi de meipak mikarge de malke kori leimutso. Since it was free, they were freed from paying taxes, that was called mutso. Rashi says, the meipak mikarge, mutso michlal hamas shel melech, v'aininam miklanye dite sefte. I think the Orach HaNer explains that why this place was potter from taxes, because we'll see that they used to get from this mokim, they used to get arovis, which were 11 amas tall. Now, this is not a normal arovis, so much work had to be put in to cultivate these arovis that they should grow to such a height. So therefore, since these people were doing this service for the community, so therefore they parted them from paying taxes. Al-Sakoris HaTev. Uboin v'zoikven oison b'tzidei ha-mizbeach. Tana, we learned, we have a gilse, the Merav Ranschenberg, rakois v'arukois gvoyois achad osarama. So rakois means that they weren't stiff, they were flexible, they were soft, and the reason was kedeshiye goyche sala mizbeach amo. They wanted that it should lean over the mizbeach, so therefore they weren't stiff, they were rakois. Now there's a problem. It says va'arukois ugvoyois. L'chayra arukois and gvoyois are the same thing. So the Meksuka says the kasha, the Sfasemis says the kasha. So Sfasemis wants to say as follows, that it says there were gevoyes achados arama. We'll see there was an Indian that they should be tall at least 11 amis, that they should be able to bend over the mizbeach. That's that we learn out from a posik, isruch agbad voisim ad karnis amizbeach. They should reach the mizbeach. They should reach the height of the karnis amizbeach. So memela, there's such an Indian that they should be yud aleph amis. What is if they couldn't get such tall arovis? So al kaponim, the zadini should be arukais. That means just like we had heard yesterday in Rashi. Rashi says, "V'mahashte nogu lohavi anofim aruchim." There's an inyan of aruchim. We had mentioned Mogen Avrom. That's also hidder. So memele, so that's what the Brais is telling us. Rakois and arukois, and if you can get it, it's preferable to get it. Should be gavoyis achados aram. If you don't have achados aram, you can't be mekayim yisruch hag bavoyisim al kaponim yishem mishtadol. That should be arukois. Aruch is a hiddur and aruch. The Eitzer brings down from someone that the girsa is rabois, like our girsa, rabois va'arukois, and he says this is going on the olim. The olim should be, there should be a lot of olim. The olim should be long. Ugvoyis achados aram, and this is going on the shedra of the arove, that the shedra should be tall, 11 amis. I'm just wondering, midachsach, that ole is a loshen zocho. So the loshen rabbis varukais is, Chesha said, rabim varuchim. Omar, what does Rashi say? Kedeshiye goiches ala mizbeach garsina. Goiches moitois. He should be leaning over. Kamei koisel ha goiche lo shusaram peakame de moitko. The Gemara says further, Omar mareimer mishum azutre shma mino ala yisoid monachlo. That if the purpose of the arovis, the height of these arovis was 11 amas tall, and the purpose was kadeshi egoiches ala mizbeach amo, that it should bend over the mizbeach and amo, so we see they did not put these arovis on the ground, No, we elevated these Arovis. They put them over the Yisoid. Shema mina ala Yisoid monach lehu. They put them on the Yisoid. The Salke daitach a'arim monach lehu. Because if you'll say that they were put on the ground, Mechdei, let us figure out the height of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was as follows. Ola Amo, first, there was a Oivi Amo, a height of an Amo, the Konas Amo, and then we went in an Amo, Zer Yesoit. And this Amo was called the Yesoit. Then Ola Chomesh, then the Mizbeach went up, an Amo less on all four sides. This was Lamed Beis Amad, Lamed Beis Amad. Now we had a Malbin, which was Lamed Amad, Lamed Amad, that was 5 Amas tall. Ola Chomesh Vekonis Amo Zeu Soivev. Ola Sholosh Zeu Mokim Akronis. And after 3 Amas, that was the place where the Kronis, well, this was the top of the Mizbeach. So if you would be starting from the ground, so you would not be able to have goyches al gabi mizbeach, elolav shma mino, ayisoid monach lehu shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shma mino, midektoni goyches al mizbeach amo. It says that it leaned over the Mizbeach, and it stretched an Amo. V'yev sheliyo is goyches al Mizbeach Amo, el imkein gevoyes mimenu amosayim. That it was 2 Amos taller from the top of the Mizbeach. V'im yoyser yoysef, it's more than 2 Amos, it's about the Gevizgo. Dim einam gevoyes amosayim, it would not be 2 Amos tall, Umoitois Amo, and it would be bent over an Amareini Groreis Begava Mizbeach. Then it would be schlepping, would be resting on the top of the Mizbeach. Be'einze Loshen Goiches. That is not the translation of the word Goiches. Goiches means it was bent over, or was covering it like. So Memela, so you had to have a height of an Amo before it started bending in, in order to make sure it shouldn't be Nigrar al Gabi Amizbeach. So you have to have at least 2 Amis from these 11 Amis in order that it should be Goiches al Gabi Amizbeach. So we have 9 Amis left of this 11 Amis Arovin. Is Kimonach Ragleyem, so the bottom of the Arove, Ayesoid Monach Lohu. Al Amish shall knisis a yisoid shall mizbeach. This was resting on the Am of the Yisoid. Ola Amo min ha'oretz, b'roichav shloishim ushtayim or shloishim ushtayim. Shemetchile heviu malbin merube shloishim ushtayim or shloishim ushtayim. First they brought a square. This was like a hollow square. The sides of the square were an Amo Lamo, and it was 32 by 32. Malbin, v'loichem shloishim v'shloishim, shemetchil leviyu malbin merube shloishim v'shtayim al shloishim v'shtayim. V'yishivuhu al ha'oretz, and they put it on the ground. Kein eishtere, v'gov hoi amo, and the height of this malbin was an amo. But it was hollow in the middle. Imilu sid, v'kunyem, the kunye, the marshalses, is eva mohutach. This was lead, melted lead, bezefes. They filled up the space in between. Nimtzo sha'ola amo. So now we had the base of the mizbeach, which had a goyva of amo. V'chozru ve'viyu malbin, shushloishim al shloishim, v'govoy chomish amos. Then they brought a malbin. Also, this was a hollow square, which was 5 amos tall. Beishivu alze moshech amo mikol tzad. There was an indentation of an ame from all 4 sides, because this was 30 by 30, and this also miluhu sid vekunye vezefes. Harei shenichnas amo, so we went in an amo. Well, oisei knise, and on this area are yoshoifchem adomim. that the Shvichas HaShiraim of the Kalbonis was on the Yisoid, ומשום יורדים לרצפו דרך שני נקובים שויה באחס הזוויס. And the dam ran out from the Yisod into the, on the floor. ושניס מלאי מלבן זה, now when this מלבן got filled up, נמצא שאולו חומש מן היסוד, so it comes out that we elevated the מזבח 5 אמס from the Yisod, ומיילו, הרי שיש מן האורץ, this is now elevated 6 אמס from the ground. חזרו והביאו מלבן שהוא חופחס על חופחס. They brought a מלבן which was חופחס על חופחס, והשיבו על זה מושך אמה מכל צד, and this was put on top of the previous מלבן. Again, there was an indentation of an אמה on all 4 sides. The goyvoy gimel ames, and the height was gimel ames. Amiluhu sid vekunye vezefes. Nimtza gavoya teisha ames. So this, the top of the mizbeach was 9 ames from the ground. Buhu gaga mizbeach. Uknisa zu shel soif sheish. Now that indentation that was after 6 ames from the ground, hu hasoivev. This was the soivev. Shebo mokim hiluch lekahanim soviv lemizbeach. This was the place where the kahanim was soviv lemizbeach. Sheboin lahaktir, they wanted to be maktir. Lematan domim, they wanted to make matan domim, so they used to walk. They used to walk on the yisoid. The Rishash is Ma'ira. Number one, the Akhtore, they used to stand on the Kevesh, and they used to be Zerik on the Maroche. And Stamazay to be Mahartek Betzinoire, he says, you have to understand, the Goiva Ha'odom is Tvi Ames. So this is, they're standing on the Soiviv, there's Tvi Ames, which is Kemat, their height, till the top of the Mizbeach, then the Maroche was, first it went in 2 Amis on the Gag of the Zbech, and then the Maroche started. So they should be able to be Mahapach B'tzinoire standing on the Soivev. The Tainus was very difficult. He says when they were Mahapach B'tzinoire, they walked up on the Mizbech. There was a place, but after the Kronis, they were able to walk there. So he doesn't understand how they were, what Rashi means that they were Makdir standing on the Soivev. Behind the comma, Ola Amma, the Konis Amma, Zeha Yisoid. Ola Chomish, the Konis Amma, Zeha Soive. Ola Sholosh, Ze Mokim Akonis. And this was after the 3 Ammas, this was the place where the Konis was situated. Voigelsinen, the Konis Amma, Shlehoyim, Meshuchim, Akonis, Klum Lefnim. The Konis, there was no indentation for the Konis. Alahevi Malbin. They brought again a hollow square shu amma al amma berum amma, and the son of the keren, and this was used as a keren. In each corner, miluhu chelke yavonim, smooth stones, vesid, vekunye vesefes. Mechain lechol keren. Mikol mokim, goiva mizbeach onu lemeidim mikan, from this beraisa we can derive that at the height of the mizbeach, shu teisha amish, Levat HaKronis, besides the Kronis was an extra amen. Via Are Monach Lehu, now if he would put the Arovis, if they would rest the Bizoikiv the Arovis starting from the ground, Bahosom Tzorich Loseis Balachsein, now you have to put, since the Mizbeach is not a straight vertical surface, but there are indentations, so if you are going, starting from the ground, so you have to put it balaxin, you have to put it on a slant. V'hosom tzorech losis balaxin ragleim mishuch, that the raglei harovis should be mishuchin loholon mina mizbeach, it should be far away from the mizbeach, that you should be able to rest it on the mizbeach, bifnei haknisiyois, because of the indentations. Kedei sheyu roshein goichin al mizbeach. So if we had mentioned before that we have to have at least 2 ames from the top of the mizbeach, So that means that, and since you're going on the slant, so it is more than 9 amas till the top of the Mizbeach. So Sulei Meshkachas Lugovish Te Amas Lamaila Migaga Mizbeach. So you cannot have that there should be 2 amas higher than the Gaga of the Mizbeach, because you have, it's Berech 9.5 amas till you reach the Mizbeach. So you have an am and a half. She Goiches Olav Amma. Elolav Shmami No. So from this we can derive Ayesoid Monach Lahu, that we rested the Aravis on top of the Yesoid. The Havalu Shmoina Amois Legoive Shal Mizbeach. Now we just have to go up 8 amas Min Hayesoid Olamalo. But the Yosam, it's not a straight 8 amas, because it's also going on this land. So it's lisvas knisis hayisod. That means you have to, when you putting it on the yisod, so you have to put it on the outside edge of the yisod. Ninsu gavoyes yoiser mishtei amis. So it's so kaponim will come out that there's a little more than 8 amis, let's say 8.5 amis, till the top of the Mizbeach. So now we have, from the top of the Mizbeach, we have 2.5 amis. Mehen ama g'chiyah. Lamata min g'chiyah, yaisa meyaman. Underneath the g'chiyah, you have a little bit more than an amis. Shlei nigroris al gabi amizbeach. Let us see Taisvis. Olo shalosh zehu mokim kronis. That this is Rashi's Girse, that when after it went up another 3 amis from the Seive, that was the place where the konas were put. V'loy garsinen v'konas amo, that he first went in an amis, shakronis lehoyim mishuchim lefnim klum. The kronis, there was no indentation for the kronis. Elomevi malbim, shu amo al amo v'rum amo. They brought a malbein, the nosnoi lekeren, and that was used as a keren. Umalu chelke avonim, v'sid v'zefes v'kunya, v'chein v'chol keren. Kach pirish v'kunteris, that's what Rashi says. V'chein mechir v'zvochem perkei zeh mekoim neperk shtei alechem, shakronis lehoyim meshuchem lifnim klum. There was no indentation for the kronis. Aber mikol mokim, so Taisu says that is 100% true, aber moichik bechinam girsas hasvorim. Shekosu bechol hasvorim, olo sholosh, vekonas amo, vizeh mokim kronis. So you know what that means? Not that the kronis started after the knise, kloima, the ba'oisa knise, in this knise of an amo, hoyu a kronis benuyim. V'hashta v'mamish dum yedachine, olo ame v'konas amo, ze mokim ha-yesoid. So the mokim ha-yesoid was the mokim ha-knise. So ze mokim konis means the mokim, the amo, right after the beginning of the top of the Mizbeach, that was the mokim where the konis were put. Ze mokim konis, mokim ha-knise hu mokim konis. So memela, we can say the same thing what Rashi is saying without making a grace. That is what Taisa says. Omar Rabbi Abo Maikro, where do we see in the Posek that there's such a thing that it should be Goyche Yisogabi HaMizbeach? Shenemar Isru Chag Ba'avoisim Ad Karnois HaMizbeach. So let us see Rashi. Maikro, the oilois lemailo min hamizbeach, that the arove should be oilo lemailo min hamizbeach. Isru chag ba'avoisim. So what's the taitch ba'avoisim? Be'ilonis. Kmo yubein avoisim hoisot samartoi. So there avoisim means trees. So memela, so we were speaking about the aroves, and these are the avoisim. Now, b'tzad sheloi, on the side of the Mizbeach, isru. So on the side of the Mizbeach, isru k'moy hakifu. You should surround the Mizbeach, k'moy oisri lagefen, yisoche yisroel. That the Yisrael surrounded. So oisri is a lotion of surrounding. At karnois ha-mizbeach, at karnois sheim gevoyois min ha-mizbeach. That it should reach the kronis. So l'chayre, it's difficult to understand. It says in the pasuk that they should reach the kronis. So where does it say that they should overlap an amis? So l'chayre, it should be that they should, the height of the mizbeach was 9 amis. With the kronis, it's 10 amis. So they should reach the kronis. So they need a goiva of 10 amis. But where do we see from this pasuk that they have to overlap the mizbeach and go an ame to be goiches ala mizbeach ame? Perhaps at kalnes a mizbeach means that the inside of the keren, that the keren has a roichev of an ame also, so it has to go till the end of the keren. So that means it has to reach the height of the keren and has to go into the roichev of the keren. Omar Rabbo, Omar Rabbo Lozo, Kolanoitel Lulav Biigudoi, a person who takes a Lulav Biigudoi, Vahodos Ba'avoisoi, Malolavakoso, Kilu Bona Mizbeach, Vihikrev Olav Kolben, Shanema, Isru Chag Ba'avoisim, Ad Karnes Amizbeach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Isru Agude Shel Lulav. Ba'avoisim bohodos shu ovois shel gimel badim kluyois. That's the lashon in the Ein Yakek. Now, let us try to understand what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara says that there are two milas over here. The one, first of all, kolanoita lulav bagudai vahodas bavoise, if he did this, so mala olav akosov ki ilu bono mizbeach, vehikrev olav kolben, like he built a mizbeach and was makav a kolben on the mizbeach. So what are these two things? So the Marsha explains, the hainu asi yoisoi lulav bagude, that what he made, the agad of the lulav, vahodas bavoisoi, he mitzvah kilu bona mizbeach. That means the preparation of the lulav ba'aguda will come from what hodas ba'avoisai means. So that's like building a mizbeach. This is done before sukkahs. And the netilas alulav, that is keilu hikrim olav kom. So he did two pa'ulis, and these two pa'ulis are nechshav. One is nechshav for as kilu bonim mizbeach, and one is kilu ikrev olav kol. Now, what is pshat that it's two things? He was made an agad on the lulav, which automatically includes the gimel minim. So what's vahodos ba'avoisoi? So v'shteitzach in the agad you have hodos, and the hodos has to be. Has to be mishulish. That's odos ba'avoisai. So the Mephoshim say that he was mahader in the ovois of the hadasin. That means we had before one man the Yomo says that trei v'chad is also called mishulish. It's also called ovois, and he's mahader to find dafke mishulish. Or one Madiyama holds that if the top of the hodos is kotum, it's also good. And he's mahadar, it should be completely mishulish. So he's mahadar in the shilush of the hodos. He's mahadar in the agad of the gimel minim. We paskin lulev loitzorich agad. And the alzakeli van veyu, he's mahadar to be ma'agad the gimel minim and to get sholish adasim muhudedike mishuloshim. So this pu'ula alone, without going further, the Torah is, the pasuk is marshev ke'ilu bona mizbeach. This is equivalent to a binyan of a mizbeach. And the etzim netile, that is nechshev ke'ilu hikrib olav kol. Omar Rab Yirmiye mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Rab Yechene mishum Rab Shimon Amachuzi, mishum Rab Yechene Amachuzi. Kol ha'oise isa lechag ba'achila ushtiye, mal olav akoso kilu bona mizbeach behikrib olav korbun, shenema isru chag ba'avoisim ad karnes amizbeach. Agavulche, the Mefarshim explain what is, where do we see Bono Mizbeach? Bono Mizbeach in the Pshat before, Ad Karnois. That means, Ad Karnois, that means, Keilu, he built the Mizbeach from the Yesoid to the Karnois. This is Ad Karnois HaMizbeach. Yeah, now we have here a new memory. But a koloise isa lachag bachilushti amala vakosuki labona mizbech vikabol of kolm shnama isa lachag bavoisim ad karnis hamizbech. Now let us see Rashi. Ad karnis hareyu lachem kematn domim shebe karnis hamizbech. The Ochaner wants to say, if we're speaking about Magdus on the previous Gemara, if we're speaking about matn domim, why Davke is speaking about the Matan Domim and the Kronis, which was only by Achatos, Reiv Kolbonis, the Matan Domim was Lamata from a Kronis, was on the Tzidei Mizbeach. Why Davke, a Matan Domim of the Kronis? So the Ochaner wants to say that but the Chinuch HaMizbeach needed Matan Domim and the Kronis. So here we're speaking about Kilobon HaMizbeach, Sarei Lechem Kematan Domim Shebekarnis HaMizbeach. Isa Lechag, now the second shot is Agude Lechag, it is attached to the Chag. Bachilo Ushtiye, Shekoirei Lechag Oinik, Bemachal Omishte, V'yeish Oimrim Yoim Shalachar Achag. Not to say the Yom Shel Acher Achag, the day after the Chag, that's Yisroel Chag. Ba'avoisim, behemois, ovois, ushmeinois. So ba'avoisim here means, it's a person who's ma'agid to the Chag, ba'achila ushtiye, shekoyre lechag oinig, so ma'mele, it's ke'ilu, bonem izbeach, behikriv kol. The Marsha asks, and Rashi doesn't understand what Rashi meant, is a lechag. And therefore, the Marsha will come back to Rashi. The Marsha wants to say a different shot than Rashi. He says, is a lechag, oise iso, vigeda. Iso is not a loshen igud. Iso is a loshen iso beheta. He makes a iso vigeda be mitzvahs achila shtiye. The Hainu Shloi Lechel Achila Gasa Vishloi Yishtaker Yoisa Midai She'ini L'Shem Shemayim. That means it's Yontif, and there's a mitzvah of Oinig Yontif, Simchas Yontif, and he makes an Issa that this Atkan, he won't indulge too much, the Simchas Yontif, Oinig Yontif, he won't indulge too much. So the Marsha says, Oisai Moisa Shloi Ochal Vishosa. That what he asked on himself, and he didn't eat. It was in front of him, and he didn't eat it. Nechshev loy kilobom mizbeach v'ikriv kolm. Did not eating, but what he didn't eat. Kol lo isa isa lechag b'achilo shtiyah. That means he made an isa an achilo shtiyah. So that is considered a kolben. He's makriv a kolben l'Hashem by not completely indulging in the macholei shel yom tov. Dachsich mir pshatn Rashi is, I'd like to give a pshatikol hagdome. The Mefarshim ask a kasha, we find in Hilchos Shabbos two maimorim which are soiser zeloze. There's one maimor, levu alai vani pereya. The Rebbeinu Shlom says that you should borrow. Vani pereya, the Rebbeinu Shlom is guaranteeing, the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving a blank check, levu alai, vani pereya, I'll pay up to have you borrow, and I'll pay up. There's another Gemara that says, asei shabbat chachil val titztarech labriyas. Okay? Don't. It seems you shouldn't borrow. Asei shabbat chachil, heba bochen de kesude, val titztarech labriyas. Now, meiker adin, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down as follows, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, he brings from the Goyim, that the Emes, these two Mamorim are speaking about two different people. A person who can borrow, that means people who lend him money, there's a din, have betochen, levu alai vani pereya. a person who can't borrow, and no one wants to lend the money, his credit is, he doesn't have any credit anymore. Now, what should he do? He should go, so let him go and stand in the street, and be mitzvah labris. Go and ask, and then beg for money, and you'll have, so you'll have a Shabbos to kesuda. No. If the price of a Shabbos de Kesuda is that you have to go be chayzer al apsochim to get money, no, I say Shabbat Rachel valtit starich labrius. That is the emesse pshat in these two mamorim. God, it's very interesting. The Tur brings down, he asked his father many times, what madrega am I? Am I bechlal the madrega of Labu Alai, or am I the madrega of Asay Shabbat Rachel? His father, the Rosh, never answered him. But seems the Tur, so the Tur had a sofik laloch about his matzah was. Anyway, but there's a vote, I don't know exactly who says the vote, that they say a different pshat in the stira. That means the oinik Shabbos that a person has, so a person, it could be done in two oifanim. A person can indulge on Shabbos for his own oinig. That's not his ma'aniges ha-Shabbos. He's ma'anig himself. There's a person who indulges in oinig Shabbos lekovet Shabbos. Als lekovet from Shabbos, not als himself. So memele, so that's the two mamorim. If it's Shabbat cho, it's yours, that means the Iker is your oinig. I say Shabbat Chachil, Valtit Tarach Labriz. If it's Levu Olai, if it's Lekovit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Lekovit Shabbos Taket, then the Rabbi Shalom says if it's Olai, Ani Pereya. So now, Dachtach Mir, this is what Rashi is saying over here, and I found Ke'en Zeh in the Ben Yoyodo. Kol Ho'oise Isser Lechag, so Rashi says, aguda lechag, that it's ma'uget to the chag, ba'achile ushtiye, shekoire lechag oinig b'machel umishte. That means that he's eating and he's drinking, but it's a shekoire lechag oinig, not for himself. He's doing it lekovit the chag. That means he's in ganzen mufrish from the oinig. It's an oinig lekovit the chag. That is a very choshev izach. That's ke'ilu bona mizbeach ve'hikrim olav kolman. And perhaps we can be moisif in this rayon, the Mesilas Yeshorim, Perik Chavov, when he speaks about the gather of Kedusha, which is the highest madrege. So he says like this, in order for a person to get to this madrege, ha'yishtadlis hu sheyiye ha'odom, Nivdal v'netak min hachumri yis lagamri. The person is completely separated from chumriyis. And such a person, v'hine ish kozeh, such a person, that's called a kodesh, hu atzmoy nechshav kemishkon uchemigdosh uchemizbeach. A person who is in ganzen nivdal min achumriyes, so he is equivalent to a mishkan amigdash amizbeach, is ashros ashchina olav, vihine hamachal shehu oichel hu ke kolben sheoila al gabi ishim. So the Mesilas Yesharim says, so a person who is moved up from chumriyes, his achile is keilu an achilas amizbeach. Yeah, so lechayre, so could be that's the sibe. If a person he has avoisim, he has behemois, avois, ushmonis. But lemaise, the whole achila is iso lechag b'achila ushtiye. The whole thing is mekusher shekoyre lechag oinig. The oinig is lekovid the chag, not lekovid himself. So this person is a kodesh, that means the hanois, he's not deriving hino from himself. The oinig is only the covered Shabbos. So it's ke'ilu hikra olav korban. So the achila is like the Mesilas Yesharim says, that's ilu hikra olav korban. And that's the chmir, that could be, that's poshi pshat. The Gemara says, and Rabbeinu a kodesh. Gemara says in Ksubis that before the Ptire is Zokav Eseretz Bo'isov, Leine Neisi Afilu Be'etz Ba'Ktana. even though Rashi began in Chumash Negei Bebitnech is going on Rebbe and Antoninus, so there was a lot of food that Rebbe could have indulged in, and Fakert, he was a Kodesh, he was Porush from this Inyan. So that according to Rashi, that is Pshat in this Droshe. A person who is eating Take, but he's eating L'Shem Chag, that's an Achil of a Kodesh is Ke'ilu Hikrubol of Kol. Amar Cheski, Amar Rab Yirmi, Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Kol HaMitzvah is Kulam, Ein Odom Yoitzibem El Derech Delosam. A mitzvah person is only yoitze if he holds the derech delosim. Shenema atzei shitim oimdim. That the atzei shitim were oimdim. Tanina mihochi atzei shitim oimdim she oimdim derech delosim. They're standing the way they grew. Zutrashi, kol ha-mitzvahis kegoin karshei ha-mishkan dekroshim va-amudim Velulov, Vahodos, Vaharove. Now, it's very interesting that Rashi left out the Esrig. Now, others say it's interesting, but one should make an Esrig over it. The Emek Sukkis brings down from Shaul Satchuvah's Binyan Shloime that Rashi held that by the Esrig, there's no din of Derech Deloson, and he wants to say the reason is because the Posik is speaking about Eitzim. Atzei Shitim Oimdim, by Eitzim there's a Aloche of Derech Delosam. So that's a Lule, this is a Peri, this is not an Eitz. This is not an Eitz. It's only that's Rashi's Karshe Mishkan, Lule Vahodos Varov. Derech Delosam, Hatachtoin Lemato, Ve'elyein Lemailo. That's one drosh. Dova acher, oimdim shemamidim es tzipuyam. That the kroshim were mamid the tzipuy. They supported the tzipuy. Let us see Rashi. Atzipuyon shel zov kavua behem b'mismori shel zov. That they were banged into the kroshim with nails. Kedersi vesa kroshim tetzape zov. Lehoya oise tas oruch that it could support itself, it could stand on the ground. No, there were smaller pieces of gold, and the smaller pieces of gold were banged in. So aimdim is a loshin mamidim. That's the second shot. Dova acher aimdim shema toima ovat sivrom ubotol sichuyam. Talmud loyma atzei shitim oimdim she oimdim le'oilom ule'oilmei oilomim. Let us see Rashi. Ovad sivrom mishen nignaz oil moit botoloi oilomis nenda olchaner is a girsa sivyon sichuyon. We have here two lashaynis sivron sichuyon. And the tool and Sarashi says Sivram is Teichaltam and Sichuyam is Umabotam. That's how the Olchanel and Shpel will explain this in a minute. Kidemetageminon habetno istachi. So looking is a lotion of Sichuyam. So the Olchanel and Rashi didn't explain in Sivram the Teich is Teichaltam, hoping, yearning. So the Olchaner explains that there is the Kroshim alone are yearning to come back. In Klal Yisrael is looking forward to their coming back. So Memele, that is Shema Toima Ovat Sivram, the yearning of the Kroshim. Or Uboto, that's lost, they'll never come back. Ubotol sichuyam, or the looking out for the kroshim, will become botol. There's nothing to look for. Talmud loyma atzei shitim oimdim she oimdim la oilam ula ilmei oilamim. Yeah. The Ben Yoyode asks Akashe lemaise, why will we need the kroshim and the amudim? The Lachaire, we're going to have Rashi brought before, the Beis HaMikdash will be come down in the Shemayim Bonoi, so we have a Beis HaMikdash. By the first Beis HaMikdash, we also didn't have the Mishkan, so why now we need the Mishkan? He says that the Kroshim and the Adonim were Misugal for Nebuah. And L'Osid Lavoi, Klal Yisrael will all be Nevi'im. But before, only by Matan Torah there was Zeichet to Nebu, and then it was taken away from them. But L'Osid Lavoi will all be Zeichet to Nebu. He wants to say that the Atzei Shittim Oimdom is only a remez on Nebu, this is the Sheresh of Nebu. But perhaps could be that the Etzem Metzias of the Mishkan was able to bring about to be Mashpi and Nebuah on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they're hoping and we're looking out for it that we should be Zeich again to these Madreges. The Omar Cheskia Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. Yochel ani lifter es kol ha'olam kuloi min hadin. That I can pata kol ha'olam kuloi min hadin miyoyim shenivreisi adato. From the day I was born till now. Gilmoli Eliezer bni imi, and if Eliezer will be together with him, miyoyim shenivra ha'olam badachshav. Gilmoli yoysem benu ziyo imonu miyoyim shenivra ha'olam atsofa. But Yosem ben Izio, so then they could be pater the oilam min hadin from the tchilas brias oilam at seifay. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, lifter bischusi ani soivu kol avoynei seyem upoitron min hadin. Yosem ben Uziyohu tzadik hoyo v'onob yoser mishar melochim. Bezoche bekibud oviv. Olav nema ben yechabedov. Shekol ayomim shoye oviv mitzoyra. Buhu ayo shoyfet am haoretz. He was the shoyfet. He functioned as melech. Xi v'yoysem ben hamelech alabayis. Einot ol olav kesa malchus bachayo. Vachol dinin shoye don. Oimron b'shem oviv. Batsoyfoy ad sheyichle ha'olam. Now, the Marsha says Pshat, and the Marsha seems to say Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, Lifter bischusi anisoivu kol avineseim. How exactly does this work with the schus anisoivu kol avineseim? So the Marsha says, Hainu, shesoivu avineseim biyisurim bitzar shahoy oloi. Livnoi b'ma'ore. That the tzar, that he was soivul, the yisurim mitzad, he was soivul when he wasn't the ma'ore with Rabbi Lezer b'noi. And later we find the Gemara says about Metzia Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Shimon was soivul yisurim also, later. V'kimlon the yoisim gam kein ha yisoivul yisurim. So those yisurim that they were soivul, so it was not, they weren't deserving for these Yisurim. So these Yisurim could be in place of the Onshim in the Din that is Mutal Al-Hadir, so Memele, they could be Soivul, these Onshim could be transferred to the Yisurim that they were Soivul. They were Soivul Yisurim without having Avoinis. So these Yisurim could be for the Dair. Now, we find such a musig, that Yisurim, that a tzaddik is soivul, could be mechaper on the dirt. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, on the posik, mecheini no misifrecho. So the Ramban says, pshat, mecheini no tachtom misefer hachayim. What's the mecheini no? Take me out of the sefer hachayim. The esboil ani on shom. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that was a roye nemon that I'll be soivul the einish of the deir. He was mekabel this on himself. They made an eagle. They were chaitim. I'll be soivul the onshim from the deir. כעניין שאומר הכוסוב, סודר רמבן בן זרעיה, והוא מחוילל מפשענו מדוקו מאבוי נסענו. Now this pasuk is speaking about Mashiach. And here also we have the same thing, that Mashiach is soivul yesurim, is mechoylul in meduke, that's mipshoeinu me'avoy noiseinu. There is such an inyan, that one could be, that he could be magdish, his yesurim, his yeshurim should be in the place where someone else's yesurim, and the yesurim will go away from Yenna. I once heard a moiradike maise, that a yid once, it was a bocher, he came, he had a very ernst krankheit, he was sick, he had a deadly illness, and he came to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim told him that he should go to this and this Rav and get a broche from him, and he told him he'll become gesund. But he also told him he should not tell anybody what happened. He went to this Rav, and he said, the Chofetz Chaim sent me to go for a broche, and he gave him a broche, and he became healthy. Afterwards, he got married, and he had children, and around 20, 30 years later, his brother-in-law got the same sickness that he had had. And somehow his wife had found out that he also had this sickness, and now he's healthy. So his wife wanted to know, what did he do to become healthy? He remembered the Chofetz Chaim told him he's not allowed to tell anybody. So he didn't want to tell her, but his wife was very persistent. And finally he told her the whole story. He went to Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim sent him to this Rav. A week later, he got back his old sickness. So he realized he had done something very wrong. The kitzer, he came back to the Chofetz Chaim. And he told the Chofetz Chaim what happened. He realized he did something wrong, if the Chofetz Chaim could help him. The Chofetz Chaim told him he can't help him. And he explained to him what had happened in the beginning. In the beginning, when he saw Nebuch, he had this machlis, he was mekabel on himself to fast Taneisim, bim koimoi. And these Taneisim should be a kapora for this person. Now what he sent him to this Rav was some of their cover up, but he didn't want that he should think it's from him, so he sent him to the Rav. But he said, I can't fast anymore. I don't have any koyach to fast anymore, so I can't help you. Al kaponim, but we see such an inyan that tzaddikim are soivul yesurim of the vayna doyl. Now, it's very difficult the way the Mashal says to understand. The Mashal says Yoisim also was the same thing. That Yoisim was also soivul yesurim. Rashi doesn't mention it. Rashi only mentions he was an onov. So you have to understand what the cheshbon is that he was an onov. The Rabbi Nechananel says a little different shot. He says that the Rabbi Nechananel says Rabbi Shimon Yechoyoy b'mora yud gimel shana v'nira loy b'derech maris alakim goydol kevoydoy. This was shown to him. This was, he wasn't bragging. V'y yedeya ba'at mishuchos godol. That means that the world will exist in my schus. Yoisam never received on this world any of his chuliyot. Shekol tzadikim kiblu ba'olam hazeh me'ein Hashem la'olam habo. Rab Shimon ubnoi v'yoisam lekiblu ba'olam hazeh lefika choyslam schus g'doylo lishan tzadikim. That means that if they were not at all paid to amoyr v'kezach, a person thinks if segeit em bitter, so is it ach bitter,
We see Pungfakel, that one that gets paid on this world, Tabchina Mishalam Musainab upon the Babidais, I feel the Tzadikim that get paid, but Al Kaponim, they lose out what they get paid on this world, whatever one gets paid on this world, it seems he loses out Abyssal. So they didn't have any 1 ounce of Oilam Hazeh, so Memele, so this Chus was Shomalam Loilam Habo, so Memele, so their schus, they'd be able to be master of the world from destruction. Look to Gemara Vaita. Ba'omar Cheskiya, Omar Rab Yirmiya, Mishim Abshim Ben Yechoy, Re'isi B'nei Aliyah, V'heim Mu'otim. Now, this B'nei Aliyah, speaking about Dargis and Leilam Habot, and this B'nei Aliyah, the Mephoshim say, is from the highest Dargis. So B'nei Aliyah, someone, and the Tzarisi B'nei Aliyah V'heim Mu'otim, that there are not too many B'nei Aliyah. Im Elef Hain, if altogether there are 1,000, Aniyu B'nei Mehen. Im Meyah Hain, Aniyu B'nei Mehen. Im Shnayim Hain, Aniyu B'nei Hain. Umizutri Kuli Hai, so the Gemara says there's so little B'nei Aliyah. Omar Rove, Tamne sorry alfi dore have the kame kutsche bericho. There are 18,000 rows which are in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shnema soviv shmeina osar elef. Memele, so here he says 1,000, 100, 2. Lekosh, hode mistakli bas plakraria ameire. Hode loy mistakli bas plakraria ameire. That means in the B'nai Aliyah who are able to be Mekabel B'nai Shechina, there's different dargis. Mistakli Bas Paklaya Ameire, that's only, could be a few, could be only two. Bas Paklaya She'ein Ameire, that could be, that there is 18,000. Let us see what Rashi says. Re'isi B'nai Aliyah V'hein Mu'otim, Roya Ani Lefi Maisi Abriye She'bnei Aliyah, Kat, המקבלים פני שכינה מועותם הם. לגמור העת, ועצמאותם סובב שמיינה עושה אלף, סייפה דקרו, השם שומו, ואף אגב די בירושלים שלא עושה לא ויקסיד, קרו, the pasuk is also speaking about the dimensions of ירושלים, אבל דרשינה לינמי להוכי, because it says השם שומו. So השם, by השם, מקבלים פני שכינה, there's also 18,000. The mokim sheshchina shama soyve v'moyso yishmeina osa elef, ayim ha-tzadikim ha-nesunim, lifnim ha-malach ha-yashores, and these 18,000 are the tzadikim which are in front of the malach ha-yashores. Shnei ma-keish yom ha-liyakv yisrael ma-poel keil, v'be yoshem v'nei Hashem yisacha, v'oyim ha-voyinecha roi yisres meirecha. So the Gemara answers, yes, that's true, but this is paklariye, v'chise, there is a barrier that is between them and the Shechina. Meira kemarezu sheroyin bo. V'yesh tzadikim she'ein meir lehem kol kach ben yecholim lireis mamish. Now, Dr. Meir Pshat and Rashi is kemarezu sheroyin bo. Chaim Voloshiner in Ruach Oveis, the Malbim explains Pshat and the Posik in Parshas Baaloischa. In Parshas Baaloischa, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told the difference between the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nebuah of Shaar HaNeviim. And the Posik says as follows. Im yiyu nevi'achem Hashem b'amar or eilot esvado. The nevi'im, shal nevi'im, is esvado b'amar or, with a comment. And by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, pe'el pe'a adaber boy u'mar'e b'loi v'chidois. Moshe Rabbeinu is amare with a segel, and there amar or with a comment. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, the Malban explained as follows. A mar'o with a comet is a mirror. And when one looks in a mirror, one can see what's on the other side, and one is reflected in the mirror. When looking at the mirror, he sees himself also. A mar'e is a lens. A lens which is completely pure and one sees through. So that was the difference. That means by them in their nevuah, they also were involved in their nevuah. They weren't in ganzen upgetelt from their nevuah. Abraham Belozhna explains that the gufa odom is chaytzeit. Explains the neshama of a person is roiv of the neshama is l'mailo, and the raglay ha-neshama is in the guf. And the neshama is meyer to the raglay ha-neshama which is in the guf. The guf is considered a nal. Shal nal chom yaraglecho, my Shabbeinu was told to take off the nal from his regal. That means that his guf should not be chaitzit between the regal of the neshama till the ikar of the neshama. By Moshe Rabbeinu there was no chatzitze, and in the nevuah it was shchinah medaberet mitzayich groinoi. There was no him. He was so pure that it was the regal of the neshama in the guf was equivalent to the ikar neshama that was begin to meraimin. So by him the hatzogi of Moshe Rabbeinu was a b'china of mar'eh. That's called as plakralia ha-me'iro, that one can see like a lens that one can see straight through. By them it was a b'china of a mar'o, of a mirror, that they saw themselves also. They also were involved in the nevuah, because since their guf was not mezuchach kol kach, so memele, so there's a mar'o. So now, here Rashi says, Bachmi Rashi means Me'iro kemar ezu, just like a lens, Sheroyin bo or Sheroyin derech bo, you can look straight through at it. V'yeish tzadikim she'emiro lem kol kach, v'nyecheilum liro is mamish. Now the Mashoyes Sekashe, the Gemara says, I mean the Pasuk seems to say that the Nebu of Moshe Rabbeinu, well, Rishmen was the only one that was Leichet as Paklaria Amir, and here we're speaking about Shimon ben Yochai and others, maybe there's 1,000. So that's me the Mephoshim answer. Here we're speaking about Nevuah on this world. And this world, only Moshe Rabbeinu was Leichet as such a dog. But here we're speaking about Lohasid Lovay. Lohasid Lovay also, in the Kabbalah Tnei Shechina, there also be Madregis, what one will be able to be Masik. But there, others will also be able to be masig as plakralya hameira, but that won't be for everyone. It'll only be for yechidei skula. Let us see Taisvis. Soviv shmoina osa elef, v'hai kroksiv b'soyf yecheskel, gabi midoso shel Yerushalayim, v'lo'osid, v'mida v'yerushalayim, v'lo'osid hekeifo shmoina osa elef kanin. A kanim is 6 amos. The name says, midas ribua, so if the perimeter of Yerushalayim is 1800 kanim, the name says, midas ribua, arba, so each side is arbos alofim v'chomish meyes, is 4,500 kanim. Oirach al arbos alofim v'chomish meyes kanim, roichet. Midas akone, 6 amos. Uma shekosu besforim, Tamneser alofim parsi, legoris parsi, nekeris parsi, doto parsi, miksiv bekro, algasinin tamneser alfi, dore kami akodish boch. There are 18,000 rows, kami kodish bericho, akodish boch. Vuhu hekef akone de nimse, vuhu hekef akone, this is the perimeter. The nimse is ribu adal de lofim chomish meis kanem, oirech adal de lofim chomish meis kanem roichet. And this is the pasuk. Ve'elu teitzoyisir mipasofim chamishmei svarba salofim mida. Siva pas yomo chamishmei svarba salofim mida. Siva pas negbo chamishmei svarba salofim mida. Siva pas keno chamishmei svarba salofim mida. But siv sovish mei nosrael. Bi'af al gav dekro gab Yerushalayim. See, so this is telling us the dimensions of Yerushalayim. Shin minay the door of the kamikut shibarichu, tachsiv b'seifa dekho b'shem ha'ir miyoyim Hashem shomo. So the Marsho says that speaking about the Yerushalayim shalmailo, And there's Hashem Shomo, so they were speaking about the Tadikim, which are surrounding the Rabbeinu Shalom. Look to Gemara weiter. Like the Gemara Mizutri Kulei Hai, Omar Abaye, or the Mistakli, but Paklaya Meire Mizutri Kulei Hai, those are Zeuche, the Paklaya Meire Yadei so small, Omar Abaye, Leipoches Alme, Mitlosen, Vishita Tadiki, the Mekabli Ape Shrine, Behol Yoin, Shenema Ashrei Kolchoiche Loi, Loi Begematri et Losen Vishite, so weißt du heute, this is the Paklaya Meira, and we have 36 Tadikim. Lekash hod aili beba, hod aili beloiba. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ashrei kol choyche loy amechakim lekat, those who are waiting for this kachu keminye loy. Bebar bershus, aili beloiba, beloi reshus. It means others have to get reshus. The malachim have the shechinah, they can go in, but aili b'loi bar, these are mu'otim mehem. That's ani u'bonai mehem. Let us see on the right side of the Gemara, we have printed two pshatim from the Oroch. Achshuvim anichnosim b'loi reshus. Hamalochim oingduf neyashchine mu'otim. The malachim which oingduf neyashchine, they have to get permission from them. Abol oisam she'ein nichnosim ad sheyim luchu hamalochim b'shchine. Those that have to, they have to go through the malachim as the shchine. Harbehein. Yesh oimrim atzadikim ha'olim began Eden bibneim. Others say ba'al. That tzaddikim who can come together can aid them with their children. That this darge, you have a tzaddik and a ben, the same adrege of tzidkes, that's very small. Achmed Lakuti, Bosa Lakuti once brings from someone another pshad. Once the same, kam da'ayli bebar, kam da'ayli beloibar, ho da'ayli beloibar, means as follows. The most tzaddikim, their schusim alone is not sufficient to bring them up. That means they need the schusim of their children, of their talmidim, and when in their schus, they can be oila to this madrege. The kan ayli beloibar, but someone who has a schus, that his own schusim are sufficient, this is very rare. So this is what Rav Shimon ben Yochai was speaking about. Zok the Gemara weiter, b'shas petiros and mahim oimrim. Now, from the Lashon of Rashi, it seems that the Rashi wasn't goyres this in the Mishnah, but let us see, and the Rashi was goyres this in Sabarais, and the Rashi had this in the Gemara. So let us just see now what it says in the Mishnah, which really belongs in the Gemara, on right over here on the Mehmed Beit. The Mishnah says, "B'shas petirosin ma'in oimrim." What did they say? They left after the skifas rova. What did they say? Yoifi l'cho mizbeach, yoifi l'cho mizbeach. Rabbi Lozor oimer, l'cho u'l'cho mizbeach, l'cho u'l'cho mizbeach. Yeah. So now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, now Rashi explains it over here, B'shas petirosen, amas nisen koi, that this b'rais is going on our Mishnah. Yoifi l'cho, now Rashi is explaining what this b'rais said, a yoifi yezeh on the oisen l'cho, sha'ato mechaper oleinu, you mechaper anot. L'cho u l'cho, on the oisim es ha-kovid hazeh. So the Gemara asks, "V'akomishtatev shem shemayim v'dovar acher." That means they're making a shittah. L'kol l'chol no aisim t'rabayin shalom for the mizbeach. That's a psa shittah. V'san yekol ha'mishtatev shem shemayim v'dovar acher nekel min ha'ilom. Shenemal bilti l'ashem levadai. The Gemara answers, "No, it's not. It doesn't go in." In one line, it's two different shvaches. Ochi kama le'anach l'ko ochi kama l'ko anachnu moidim
ולכו אנו משטחים, ולכו אנחנו מבולחים, ולכו אנו מקלסים.
So it's two different phrases, so it's not called a shittuf, it's two different עניונים.
Let us see Rashi, ולכו אנו מיידים, שואליקנו, ולכו אנו משטחים, שעתו חובים לפונו, לחפר עלינו. Moidim lav loshin hoid, elo loshin toide, shana moidim boi, veloi kaifrim.